Yeah, well, we've started recording, so.
All right, you ready?
We're in it. We're in it right now.
Are we really?
We started loosey-goosey. And remember, it's been so long since we've done a chit-chat that you remember how we start these things.
Yeah, but you do have to still.
I have to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, but also the.
Oh, yeah. Redo, you coughed. We have to restart the theme song. You coughed over it. I can't go back, dude.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
Just kidding. I'm not restarting it.
Yeah, by the way, what podcast network are we on?
Oh, we are on the... let me just go ahead and do this real quick. That's what you were talking
about.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what we have to say.
Legally. And by the way,
this is Across the Streams Media Podcast.
Which, after years, this episode, we may not be.
All right, it's so, in there. We got it in there.
So how much of this was... how much of this was on the mic?
Not everything.
All right. So the idea of this episode,
yeah,
is now this is before the Oscars air.
This is an Oscar special.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm your host of The Movie Gap.
Yeah.
This is one of our Cut the Chit Chat A-holes episode.
Yeah. And I am,
I'm your host, Chase Austin.
Yeah.
And as always, the apparently itchy bearded man, Bryce Perkins.
What's up, everybody?
Sorry, Bryce Levi.
ASMR. Bryce. AMSR. AMSR.
ASMR.
ASMR. ASMR. Whatever. Yeah, I'm here, and I'm Bryce. I'm Bryce Levi, not Perkins.
All right,
remember, edit that out.
Chase Austin,
if that even is your real name.
Legally... sure.
All right. Well, look, I do have to say, I've just been we got to hurry up and get this done because I got to get back home and FaceTime my little sister for her birthday before she leaves.
Okay. We're doing it. All right. Okay. So what we're doing is we are going through the top 10 or not the top 10, but the top or the 10 nominated best pictures of the year for the Oscars.
Yes.
And we are going to cold try and see which ones of ours are better. Doing a very Billy Crystal style parody of each one.
All yeah. Right?
So if you don't know what that is, this is from the 1998 Academy Awards. This is one of this is probably like the eighth or ninth time he did it. But he just goes right into it, and you'll see.
He's on a fake Titanic.
Yes, he's bow. On a fake Titanic. Yeah.
He's coming down the stairs.
We saw Jack Nicholson, of course.
Yeah, shots of Jack. There's Dustin Hoffman.
Hooked himself.
We're buffering a little bit.
I'll stop adjusting the volume.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the Titanic.
Now, Billy's talking.
We are just like that great ship.
I mean,
we are huge, we are expensive, and everybody wants us to go a lot faster. So we will try to do that tonight. Yep. Are you ready to go to a real party? It's a wonderful night for Oscar. Who will win? The five films nominated for Best Picture are...
Back then it was only
just
five.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
back and you'll hear a tale of a giant ship
okay.
that started many years ago with an over-budget script. The boss was a loud director man who made accountants sick. Two studios teamed up to pay
James
for
Cameron.
A three-hour flick. Everybody
got is he married to her?
At that point he was.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Made $1 billion
Hamilton.
Now.
Linda Hamilton.
Some other
not long after this.
A break like my giant in 3 weeks. My giant in 3 weeks. But Titanic is the story here. I've got to tip my hat to Gilligan.
Which is a picture.
Okay.
The propeller guy.
And the eyes.
Yeah.
The movie star, the professor, and Marianne.
Here on our Marianne was just
Marianne. Just Marianne from Gilligan's Island. Okay, so there's an idea.
Ah, one down.
We don't even have to go this far.
Sure.
Ah, it's so great to be back. And Miss Gloria Stewart sitting right here, nominated for Titanic. What a great story. Nice to see you.
Sitting next to Kate Winslet.
Mm-hmm.
65 years ago, Miss Stewart starred in The Invisible Man. And she's still working. And apparently The Invisible Man is still working. He directed As Good As It Gets.
As Good As It Gets was nominated for Best Picture, and the director was not.
Jack is obsessive, Helen's impulsive, and Greg is depressive. Compulsive, obsessive, impulsive, depressive. This is As Good As It Gets. Helen's a waitress, Jack is a writer.
You know that song?
Greg is a painter, he sure ain't a fighter.
Was this from the producers or some shit?
This is As Good As It Gets. But Jack, with your famous shades and wind, that smile curl. You know?
You say tomato.
You can charm us all.
We're
Laker girls. So, eyebrows.
I mean, I gotta say, there's nothing I hate more than what's happening right now.
Really? I love this. This is the first Oscars I ever watched, and, like, I still have all of this.
I mean, that checks out.
Tattooed in my
head. Yeah, that checks out.
It was Ted.
You should know. Mom, look.
Oh, I remember.
Helen, would you take a picture of just here? I'm a Clipper fan. We don't get to the same games. Thank you so much.
Get it.
Very nice.
Also, that was not a cell phone. That was a...
That was a Polaroid camera, nice, or a little disposable camera. They don't make those anymore.
Great names in actors. Dustin Hoffman. Robert Duvall. Peter Fonda. Of course...
Matt Dillon in the background there.
Yeah.
Matt Damon must feel like he's playing on the seniors tour.
Oh, Matt Damon.
Matt and Ben. Yeah,
this is the...
Oh, yeah, Good Will Hunting. Yeah.
Your script was tight, and damn it, so are your buns. You're a hit, it's clear to see. And you have...
We are now.
Yeah, I know.
I hate you both.
This is their first one, huh?
Matt and Ben.
Yeah.
Ben and Matt. They're off to the governor's ball. While I call to get the results of my test for cholesterol, Robin, Gus, and Minnie too are all nominated, and it's because of you, Ben and Matt.
Robin Williams, a Minnie driver.
Matt and Ben.
Full Monty.
LA Confidential.
Oh, no,
LA quite a show. LA Confidential.
Yeah.
But it's confusing. Is the plot sequential? How will I ever know? Are there any good guys? My mind, I'm losing. Nine nominations proves that it's great. It's Basinger and Ambassador. Please go to see it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, how young Baldwin looks.
And Basinger.
With the beard.
Libido, the farmer guy from Babes. Basinger,
they were still together back then?
Yeah.
A cop who is Samaro, he thinks he's on a
stand.
And when these guys quarrel, they make a killing.
Is this LA Confidential?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
It's a good one. We should do that. We've talked about it.
LA Confidential.
Yeah,
you could be the iceberg tonight.
I thought that was like 95 for some reason. And this is when Spacey was still allowed in the building.
Yeah, well, he hadn't even won the Oscar yet. Full Monty. That's another one we should do.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. No.
But there's a draft.
But it was like...
It's a half Monty. It's not showing. It's not growing. It's not growing strong this year. It's in Monty to show. In Monty, you don't have to look like Leo, Matt, or Ben. So, girls, don't be a giggler. Everyone can't be Dirk Diggler. Dropping your pants is lots of
that fun. Came out this year, too.
The
oh, there's Burt.
There
Burt Reynolds.
Monty will never go.
That didn't get nominated.
Again.
No, but he did.
Okay. R.I.P. Robert. Oh, Sammy. Samuel O.
Keep your speeches right, fellas. We'd like to finish by tonight, fellas. On behalf of the Academy, 1 billion people tuning in to see Little Oscars turning 17 tonight.
And of course, what is this mug he's doing there? What is that? What is that face? That was such like a.
Well, it's all making fun such like of a, it.
Yeah. I did it.
He did it.
I did it.
I mean, that's, yeah, that's Billy.
Full Monty was like, Full Monty was like Road Dogs, but with strippers. It was like the first Road Dogs, right? Or Wild Hogs. Wild Hogs.
No.
It was just old men doing stuff they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. It was like, we got to make, yeah.
And yet Wild Hogs doesn't get nominated for Best Picture. Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. What a time has changed.
Yeah, right. All right. Right. So, I guess men aren't allowed to win anymore.
These won't all be even that good. I like how you're shitting on him. And it's like, you don't even know the names of the movie. All right. So, what movie?
Well, we have to do 10. He only did 5. 10,
yeah. So we're not going that far in.
Yeah.
Especially since I haven't seen probably 6 of these. And I think you haven't seen 10 of them.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, didn't you want me to guess what the 10 were?
Yeah. You
want to
do that?
Yeah. Let me do that right now.
All right.
Oppenheimer.
That's 1.
Barbie.
That's 2.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
That's 3.
Saltburn.
Saltburn is not nominated for Best Picture, which I kind of thought it was.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, no, it's not.
Well, then I know that the Holdovers.
The Holdovers is. That's 4.
Ooh, I know.
Man, I wish Saltburn was.
God, I know that American Writer. What's it called? American Screenplay? I'm going to give it
to you. American Fiction.
American
that's
Fiction.
5. That's 5. Now, do you have any idea what this is about other than an American writer?
It's about an American writer, it stars Jeffrey Wright.
Okay.
I do know that.
Yeah, I have not seen that one either. That's one that I would have forgotten.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
And then we got a real struggle with the next 5, baby, because if Saltburn's not in there, I was hoping that would help me out.
I really thought Saltburn was in there. I just really liked that movie.
I don't know. Was it some foreign shit or something?
That I will give it to you.
Nice.
Past Lives.
Past Lives?
Yeah. It's a Canadian movie about
foreign, that counts.
About Asians.
Okay.
There's another.
Oh, yeah. I remember that movie.
There's two more foreign films. One that would be, if we were going alphabetical, one would be at the top of the fucking list, and one would be at the bottom of the fucking list.
Okay. Zebra. Something with a Z.
Okay.
Something with a Z.
There's something with a Z.
What is it?
The Zone of Interest.
Zone of Interest. That's right. I forgot. I did know about that one. Okay. Zone of Interest. And then.
You don't get to count those.
A24.
I mentioned it as a on the last
produced
episode.
It. A24.
When I made a new segment title of this one.
Oh, I don't remember. Napoleon.
Nope.
Napoleon's not nominated.
Nobody even give a shit about.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, that's what you. That's right. And that's one I did not get what you were doing at all. That's 8.
So, the other one is, one of them is starring Bradley Cooper and one of them is.
Oh, yeah. Maestro.
Okay. And then the other one is starring Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah. The other guys. No.
The other guys. The
poor things.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the one where she shows her snatch.
I have not seen it yet, but.
I've just heard that. That's all I've just heard.
Yeah. It's Yorgo Lanthimos and I cannot wait to see it. And, you know. His stuff.
Oh yeah, that's the guy with the lobster. The lobster. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, then I gotta see that.
I know. I do too.
Yeah.
He used to infuriate me the first time I saw Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, I actually
starring our guy Barry Keoghan.
Yep. So.
All right. Well, then we gotta add all 10 into here.
We gotta go. So, like, what?
All right.
Where do you want to start?
Oppenheimer.
Okay.
All right, it's a big dun, 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 bomb. Dun, 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 dun. It's atomic and it's really, really long. Oh, it's a big dun, 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 bomb. Br- br- banner. It's fire, and the movie is way too long. Oppenheimer. Okay.
You didn't even get the name of it.
Whatever. There, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could do better than that.
Okay. All right. What's next? Barbie. Wait,
hold on. Let me think. Let me think if I could go Oppenheimer.
You want to go back and forth like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, you've got like the story to it there.
Yeah. Right.
Oppenheimer. Let's see here. What can I get with Oppenheimer?
You're gonna go full show tune? Yeah, just go pop tunes.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna try and do. I was just trying to like pull it in my brain. God, you know what? I'm not gonna do better than that.
I'm gonna have to give it to you. Do it.
I'll come back.
Okay, come back. Well, then how about you start with Barbie?
All right. Now, obviously, we can't do I'm a Barbie Girl.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't. No,
okay, fine. We can't do that.
Let's see here. Barbie. Ba 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 Barbary.
Nice.
Ba 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 Barbary. Ba 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 Barbary. Barbary. It's all pink. She's in a thing, and there's also a Ken, and it's ba 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 Barbary. Ha!
Nice. That's good.
Nailed it.
That's good. Let me see what I can do here. All right, ready? Just stick with me on this one. When I woke up this morn, couldn't make my toast perfect. My feet were flat, and I thought I was gonna die, 'cause I'm Barbie. Ken's a weirdo. What the hell are we doing here? I want to go to the real world.
You know what really makes me mad? Is that's what I was like coming up with her Oppenheimer.
I'm Oppie.
Yeah. Because it was just like,
yeah,
I'm such a nerd.
Yeah.
Oh. Gonna kill my own professor.
Yeah. Do it. Here, this is your Oppenheimer.
Eat this fucking apple. Gonna marry Emily Blunt. And fuck Reagan Pugh, 'cause I'm Oppie. I made a big bomb.
There you go.
What the hell am I doing here? Yeah. Iron Man hates me. Ho, 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 ho.
Go for it.
Really pissed off Robert Downey J. My kid kicked out of the U.S.A. I don't belong here.
Wow. I almost choked on my water when you went for that one there. That was great. Good job.
All right.
Good job. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was good. You really went for that one, too.
I went for it.
Okay, what's next?
American Fiction, Zone of Interest, Past Lives.
Oh, man.
All right, I got one from Maestro.
What do you have?
I got one from Maestro.
Okay.
All right, but do you have one for Maestro?
Not yet. But, you go for it.
I don't know. I think you're like...
Come on, man.
It's too good.
Okay, go for it. It's all you.
Mama, 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 maestro. Mama, 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 maestro. Maestro, maestro. He's most cigarettes and he is kind of gay, but he is also straight and he has a wife and it's in black and white, but sometimes it's not. And he's got a big old nose and sometimes he writes things, but we don't really see any of that music. Maestro, maestro, maestro.
Oh, man.
Join us next week.
And he's got a big old nose.
Mice station. Same mice time.
Oh, man.
Maestro.
All right. Well, then in that case, I do have one. Let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about some guy. Maestro. He uses his wand to direct bands. Maestro. 'Cause he's the maestro. He's the maestro. I did not see this movie. Maestro, but I don't care. Maestro. Okay, that's it. Yeah, that's it. He's got a big nose. Yeah, he's the maestro. You said that, it too.
But you haven't
you
seen
said
the
it.
Movie.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
What about Killers of the Flower Moon?
Oh, man.
I gotta get singing without music is difficult because now I'm trying to pull other tunes in my head.
Okay, I got it. We're the killers of the flower moon. Come to my land, stealing my oil. You marry me and you poison me just so you can get all my money. And now we're the killers of the flower moon. Robert De Niro is a Mason. Leonardo DiCaprio's got a messed up tooth. And many more killers of the flower moon.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
the Twilight Zone, obviously.
God, this has got to get in my head. It's got to get in my head. Mm-hmm. And it, let me tell a story about the. Nope.
Uh huh. Oh, yeah.
Killers of the Flower Moon. Leo's back in his room only to kill a bunch of Indians who are now not called that. De Niro comes in with a big old plan, telling him about the Bible.
Yeah, nice.
Leo has to find out that De Niro is a big old bad guy. Killers of the Flower Moon. I couldn't figure out.
To Rocky Raccoon, of course. Yeah. Very good.
What is the first line?
You had it. I mean, Rocky Raccoon.
But it doesn't start with Rocky
steps
Raccoon.
Steps into his room.
Yeah, it's
only to find you. It starts with the whole like that whole thing that he does, where he's like, "No, day bound the Black Mountain Hills, up the Dakota, there lived the young boy.
That's what I was trying to
kill. Killers of the Flower Moon. Yeah. And one day his woman ran off with a white guy."
Wow.
Punch young Leo in the eye. Leo didn't like that. He said, "I'm going to get that boy." Yeah. There you go. That's good. You had the right idea.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right.
Together we're bring
there.
The perfect execution.
All right,
so that's four down, right?
Yeah. So now we
Which
got,
ones have we done?
Oppenheimer, Maestro, Barbie.
Maestro, Barbie, and Killers. Okay.
All right. So we're now out of the ones that you've seen.
All right.
Holdovers is the only other one I've seen.
Wait, I can do Zone of Interest.
All right.
You ready?
I am ready.
All right. Now you're stepping into the interest zone. Of interest.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, go. You've already used that one.
Come
you've
on.
You've already used that one. You've already used
Damn
that one.
Damn it. All right. Well, then I don't have anything for that one then.
All right. All right. Go America. American Fiction. I got it.
Okay.
American Fiction.
He's
a black writer.
Yeah.
American Fiction.
And his last name is Wright in real life.
Bryce has not seen the film, but I know it is really good. It's got that guy from that sad show on
Westworld.
No, NBC.
He's in Westworld.
Yeah, but it's got the sad guy from NBC. Sterling K. Brown.
Oh.
Well, I couldn't
that's
pull
what you
Last
meant.
Of Us. Not Last of Us. All
no,
of Us?
All of,
the rest
this
of
is us.
This is us.
Jesus. Last of Us is the sequel to This Is Us.
This is us.
Of course.
This is us. This is the
last of
us.
You understand. Yeah. It took a really weird turn there.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Okay, that's good. Well, then I guess I got to come up with one for that then.
Yeah.
It's called American Fiction.
American Fiction.
All right, and you already did American Woman, which mm-hmm. that's genius. Okay, of course, that's right there. That's right there.
Yeah, if I had seen the movie yet, which I know a little bit about it.
Okay. I might have been
able to pull something out all of right. that.
Well, I watched a movie about a guy who writes, and he's American. His real name is actually Wright, and he's playing an American writer. It's American Fiction. It's American Fiction. It's American Fiction. Oh, wait, no. Bye-bye, Miss American Fiction. The Chevy to the levee, and it's Jeffrey Wright. Good old boys, and sing, writing whiskey and pie, singing, this'll be the day that I write. This'll be the day that I write. Okay, that was a medley. We call that a medley.
Yeah. I mean, these all become a medley.
Well, then the first one was,
The
second one is American Pie, but first one was written by a band called America.
Yeah, well,
you see what I did there?
You gotta, I saw what you were going. Yeah. But, Hamilton wasn't written in a day.
It wasn't,
I doubt you could even read.
Feels like it, but it wasn't.
Well, yeah, because, it's the illusion of the first time.
Right. Of course. He just captures that magic.
All right. I had one for Zone of Interest, and now...
I had one, too, but you shot it down.
Yeah, because you already used it.
All right, fine.
But now you got me singing the other ones, and then I lost it. And we're going to go with... It's the Zone of Interest. Yeah, now you know it's about the Holocaust, because it's the Zone of Interest. Nice. Yeah, now they live next to Auschwitz, and you hear a lot. It's about a bunch of families next to the worst place in human history. We don't know much, but we do know enough. It's tough and tougher to tough.
Nice. And good, good Tenacious D pull there. I like that. Good shout outs to Tenacious D on that. Very good.
Gotta love it. By the way, that is what it's about.
Right. I did know that. So I did have something, but now I forgot it because I was so excited about your Tenacious D one. I got it. Because it's Osh, we live next to it, and we don't give a shit. Because it's Osh, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. I talked to Lionel Richie about that, and he signed off on it. Okay, he signed off, and I gave him the lyrics and everything.
Oh, man.
That's what it's about, right? That them not giving a shit that the people are dying over there, right?
I mean, I think it's that they...
Well,
they
pretend, that's how yeah, far yeah, as I understand
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
okay.
Again, I haven't seen it.
Okay. Uh-huh. So that's six now? We got Zone of Interest?
We got Holdovers, Poor Things, Past Lives, and Anatomy of a Fall.
All right. Holdovers.
All right. I got Holdovers, I think. Hold on. Okay. Let me pull it. All the students gone, and the sky is gray. Snow falls on the earth, and I'm here to stay. Now I'm stuck with Giamatti, and he can't see me because his eyes are weird. What a bold asshole. I'm 16, and it's time for me. Yeah. The holdovers on such a winner's day.
Such a winner's day.
It's the holdovers. That woman's husband's dead.
Nice. Okay, good. That's great. That's great. I love it. I love it. Okay. Let me see if I can think of something for holdovers.
There's also schools involved. I'm just gonna give you like some jumping
yeah,
off.
Yeah, school. I know that. Yeah, like they're in a gym and stuff.
Yeah, there's
I
a
know
gym
there's
involved.
Like a gym involved.
It's sweet, but also.
Oh, I got it.
All right.
It's the CGI of the tiger, and his eye is so weird. It is looking in every direction because the CGI of the tiger. Talk about CGI. It's just a play on words. The holdovers. 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 Nailed it. There we go.
I don't think it was CGI. I think he just did it.
No, I know. It was like a contact, but apparently, and he couldn't see out of it.
Yeah. I like it, though. I like it. Yeah, it was like,
CGI, am I right?
Honestly, one of the best.
Okay. That's what you keep saying. That's what you keep saying.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so now we got Poor Things.
Poor Things. Past Lives.
Past Lives.
Anatomy of a Fall.
An Anatomy of a Fall. What's Anatomy of a Fall even about? Who's even in that? I've never even heard of this one.
It's foreign language.
I'm out.
And I know that is about all I know about it.
Uh-huh.
Says, at his home at a chalet near Grenoble in France, a young partially sighted boy... I use the eye. Partially sighted boy takes his dog for a walk. When he returns, he finds his father lying dead on the, and that's as far as that will go.
Okay. Let's see.
Trying to think of other songs that I know.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm cooking.
Okay.
I'm cooking.
Yeah.
All right.
Cook it up.
All right.
Yeah. You got it.
It's in France, and a little boy, he goes outside for a walk, and he walks his little dog. Now he can't really see very well, and it's snowing, and he comes back, and he's hit by, by Anatomy of a Fall. Okay. Hey, little blind boy, are you okay? Can you really see this? There's a dead dog and a dead dad, and it's in France.
Okay, very good, very good.
All right, got okay, it. Nailed it.
Yeah, that was very good. All right, fine. Well, in that vein, I think this is the best I'm going to do with this one right now. Because of Nat. A gnat, the me of the fall, because a gnat.
No, come on, you gotta do better.
What is it? It's about a blind kid that walks a dog.
He walks a dog in France. He's partially sighted.
Okay.
It's snowing. I can see that from the poster. And okay. He comes home and his dad is dead.
Okay. Okay, because the kid is blind and he's walking his dog. Little boy can't. Little boy in Anatomy of the Fall. Walking on home, hopes his dad is alive. But his dad is dead. There you go.
That was different because it was the Metallica cover.
Right. Of Cat Stevens' Silver Spoon.
All right.
All right, what do we have? Poor Things and what? Oh, you're cooking on something.
I got Poor Things.
You're cooking on something. Hold on. Wow.
Mama, I am dead. Willem Dafoe made me not.
Okay.
Now I'm back instead.
Okay.
Mama, the Hulk is talking to me. And now it's time for me to go and dance. Mama, I don't know how. how to be not dead. But if something and I forgot how to get back to poor, just carry on, carry on. Nothing really matters. Dun, 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 dun. Boom, boom, dun, 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 dun. Lobster and killing of a sacred deer. They have similarities because Yorgo Lanthimos made this movie. Mama, life had just begun, and the movie is called Poor Things.
Damn. There we go. Very good. Okay, well, I got one. I got one.
I'm just a poor thing. No.
There it is. See, fuck, that's it. That's what I was just going to do.
I was getting there. Fuck.
All right, well, then I got one for Poor Things. I'm just a poor thing. Nobody loves me. He's just poor. She's just a poor thing. Shows her pussy on the screen. Give her the Oscar for showing her snatch. There, that's the end of it. Hold on. That was my Poor Things. And yes, look, we're writing this together. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No,
you know, Hamilton wasn't written in a day. Although it certainly does feel like it. Okay. I think I'm going to get canceled for this one.
Probably. Yeah. All right, so the last one is Past Lives.
Past Lives.
Which I have an idea, okay. But I don't know the words or the tune.
Okay, what's the song called? whisper it to me right here so that they can't hear it. Yeah, but why do you... I mean, I can do that one.
Do it.
That's perfect.
Yeah, okay. You pull it.
Okay. Well, it's past lives. They're living you. Everyone's Asian. It's past lives. It's living you. And it's about Asians. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good pull. Good pull.
Great. Yeah. That's great. All right. All right. Hold on. Just before I start singing this, I'm going to double check that what I'm saying is somewhere.
How did you not know the tune of it or the, you know what I mean? Like, how did you even think that was going to fit without even knowing the tune of it? Did you just because of the name of it?
Yeah.
It's not my
bag.
No, I'm just confused at how you came to it without knowing the tune, but
All right.
Hey, look, I don't question how the sausage is made, you know?
Past life, it is about some Asians, two deeply connected friendships. They have been separated, now they're getting back together and they don't know each other. Past lives, it is a movie. I think it has to do with Canada. They don't know each other, but they do, and now it is past lives.
What song is this?
Can't stop.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that's hilarious. I wish I would have caught that. Now I'm trying to think of what the chorus to Can't Stop is. I mean, that kind of is it, but no. Oh, no. The world. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Past lives I know.
You do it. Yeah.
Past lives I know that we have lived, and now we're back together again. But you don't necessarily know that. We know you. That's it.
There you go. That's it.
We got there.
Oh, we did it.
All right.
All right. I'm going to have to call it there, buddy.
Yeah, we do. I got to get out of here. We do. Hold on. One last one.
I got to go.
Let's just do Saltburn.
Oh, okay. Honorary mention.
Yeah, honorary mention Saltburn.
Yeah. Saltburn. Okay. Saltburn.
I mean, I'm thinking. No, this is gonna be
Saltburn.
Hello.
I got one. Saltburning for you.
Salt burning for you.
That's the only words I know of that, though. Is,
I was like, oh, we could go with that, but like,
yeah.
You haven't seen that one.
That goes.
My other one was like, and the salt burns, and the world. See, I now what I don't know the
one?
Song.
What is that one? I know that one.
I was trying to do Skyfall.
My Adele. Oh my!
Yeah, God. I lost it.
By Adele Dazeem.
Yeah. Or wait. What about? Hello.
Okay.
It's this house I'm looking for.
Oh, okay.
I could see it in your eyes. I can drink it in your tub. I am.
And no spoilers.
Salt burning for you. Hey, that's not bad.
Okay, there you go.
That's not bad.
See, I like the ABC of Adele to.
Hello to.
Hello. Yeah.
It's called improv, bitch.
You can use it.
All right.
You can get out of here. Well,
this was as much fun, if not more.
That was a lot of fun. I am not so sure about some of my choices today, but
you went there. It's an
improv, bitch. You can use it.
It's an exercise.
Yeah,
an exercise in we're writing a musical.
Just going off of what the movies were about. Well, that's all. Don't get mad at me. This is just what the movies are about.
This is all I'm saying. Don't be a Joe Coy. Don't throw your writers under the bus.
Right.
But Jimmy, next year, give us a call. We'll help you out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Jimmy can call us and we can help.
Oh, is Jimmy hosting next year?
Jimmy Fallon?
Is he?
Wait, no, not Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
He hosts every year. He's not officially been signed
on for next year.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But like, you know, it's the Oscars. Like, we're like, who gives a shit about
that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jimmy, give us a call if you need.
Yeah.
You
know, like, we can write this.
Look at that.
Like,
we just nailed it.
Gold.
Dude, my zone of interest one.
Dare I say Oscar gold?
Oh yeah.
I think so. I believe we just got the Oscar for best podcast about
the Oscars.
About making a fake Oscar intro.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. All right. Well,
bye.
Nom in space.
Thanks for listening to The Movie Gap on the Cross the Streams Media Network.